What up? It's your boy, SG the Ghost, LOX, B-Block. Right now, I'm trapping in the trap house. You know what I'm saying? You want to hear what's going down. You want to hear the hot interviews. You want to hear the hot songs. You want to hear what's popping in the street. Hit the trap house up. Ghost, love the trap house. Big shout out to all my folks in the trap house. Salute, B-Block. Block.
And you already know what it is, man. Yeah, we got Styles P in the building, the ghost himself. What's good, man?
Yo, what's good?
That track right there is definitely harsh up in this motherfucker.
Why?
No doubt, man. That's that harsh up in that ceremony. If you ain't got the album, be sure you go get it.
Boys, eat up star. All I can say is D-Block, man. You already know what time it is, man. The boy Styles P, like, I don't know if you really know how big the following is when it comes to the locks in Jersey, period, man.
No doubt.
Yeah, I know the Jersey love. I be in Jersey, cuz. I'm there. Know. I know the love. We appreciate it, you know what I mean? We from where we from, but we look like this real... There's real people everywhere you go, you know what I mean? Real recognized, real. So we try to keep that model wherever our travels bring us. And Jersey is like home away from home, from us, right over the bridge. You know how that go.
Real talking, man. Shit, I want to know, what's your favorite album? What's your favorite Styles P album, man? To bang or what was the most inspirational one that you did?
Master of Ceremonies for me, you know what I mean? Because I've been in the game for a long time, and
wow,
I think to still be at a point where people respect my lyricism and to be held high as one of the top lyricists and you know, right, to give it off every trip.
No doubt.
Are there any features on that Master of Ceremonies?
For sure, it's a bunch of them. You got Harsh, like you just heard, so you know Bustin' and Rick Ross is on there. I got my next single, How I Fly, featuring my man A.B. Storm. You know what I mean? I got We Don't Play, featuring Lloyd Banks.
Right.
I got Children, produced by Pete Rock, featuring Farrell Monch. I got Don't Turn Love Away, featuring my man Pharrell. And of course, you know, I got my brothers on there, Sheik and Kiss, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Real talk, man. It sounds like a very incredible lineup, man. Real talk. And everybody out there knows Styles P don't even need a lineup to have an incredible album. So that's just a bonus right there. You know what I mean?
When you hear the songs, it all fits through. It ain't like I just try to get people on there for the sake of it. And to do, you know, to try to use their stardom. Every song makes sense. Like when you hear it, if you didn't hear it, the album's been out. But make sure you go grab it because it's something to have.
Real talk, man. Styles. Without, go ahead, Flick Up.
Yo, Styles, this Flick Up, man, a photographer from Wolf and Burke Photography. I was in the hood I asked the fellas. What they want to ask Styles P, and it was, when is the next Lox album coming out, and when you opening your own chain of juice bars?
Working on the chain right now, you know what I mean? You know where the Castle Hill one is, Juices for Life, 1026 Castle Hill up in the Bronx, between Chatterton and Bruckner. If you don't know now, you know, you can check us out online, juicesforlifeny.com. Say that again.
We need one in Patterson, New Jersey.
Yeah, we definitely trying to hit up Jersey too. Definitely, that's definitely on our list. We trying to hit every state.
Yes, sir.
God willing, we make it to every state. At least half.
I heard you got a book too. You got a book coming out?
Fiction. I've got my second book coming out. I got a book called Invincible. That's my first fiction novel. I put it out through Nikki Turner Prevents and Random House. You can go to my site and check it out, stylesp.net. You can read the first two chapters for free. You know what I mean? But it's an ill fiction novel. If you don't know about it, it's a high action-packed mystery novel.
I actually read those. What inspired you to do that book?
I think me just being I'm in the music, I'm in the films, I'm in the books, and I just decided to try to chase all my dreams, you know what I mean?
You're definitely a great storyteller.
Say it again?
You're definitely a great storyteller.
Yeah, so I'm trying to, you know, just continue on with the books and then step in the film too. And definitely keep it going with the boss. That's always going to be it. So I think it's just two other jobs I just wanted to do in my life, and I just decided to, you know, chase the goal.
Man, you're doing incredibly, brother. And I like the fact that you gave me that little bonus to roll something up with the last book you dropped, man.
Oh yeah, the Invincible soundtrack that came in the that came in the smoke. The rapper you can smoke it.
Yeah,
that's your favorite rapper.
I definitely had to try that one out, man. Again, I just want, you know, to put this out here, man. Gangsta the Gentleman, man, that album never left the CD changer and no whip I ever drove, man. Real talk, man.
Yeah.
Like, salute. Thank you. I appreciate that.
That joint was...
I appreciate that.
And for real, it's like you've been an author all this time, man. You know what I mean? Lyrically, like, you be putting it down so crazy, man. That whole movement, man, and the constant elevation is what allows brothers out here to see that they can do bigger and better things. And that's what I like, because D-Block was from the streets and for the streets, but definitely you letting brothers see that evolving, and that is what opens other people's mind to be like, yo, you know, I could do something greater than what I'm doing as well. Like, look at Styles P. You feel me?
We just actually had somebody step in the back door of the Trap House, Cheddar Bang.
What up, though? What's good, Pip? Hey, yo, you already know D-Block, Richmond, Styles P, Staten Island. The owner of Staten Island is in the building to salute one third of a legacy. I'm everywhere, Styles. You see it? You know what I mean?
You're everywhere, Cheddar. I'm like, that's my man right there. That's my man.
I want to cut you off guard, but I want the masses to know, first of all, salute Miss LB. You know I love you for holding me down all the time. And I said this when I was with the guard, and I'm going to say it again. I met a lot of artists in my travels, man. And this dude right here is a real dude. He made it happen. He came to the hood. We gave back to the kids. He gave back to the community. And that's it. Everybody talk about it, but everybody ain't living it. So I salute D-Block, man. I salute y'all because I salute everybody doing real things for the people, man. Get that Masters of Ceremony and go get the book, too. You might learn something. Staz, you already know what it is.
Thank you, Cheddar.
Word up. The beach is on the way. Miss LB, you already know. Y'all do what it do. Take some more calls. Love is love. All the way from that side of Yonkers.
Thank you, baby. Love you.
All right, one.
Yeah, man.
Look at that. That's what I'm talking about. The streets is talking. You know what I'm saying? Get what you're talking about. When the streets talk, that's what's up. You know?
Right. Yeah, stay in tune.
So Staff P, man, like, how did you get involved, you know what I'm saying, with this type of music, you know, from the beginning, man?
I think, I can't even tell you, I've always been into music, like, you know what I mean? Like, this is what I've been doing my whole life, you know what I mean? Before I meet it, I've been doing this since I was about 9, 10.
I wanted to ask you about the Master of Ceremonies. Who were some of the producers on those tracks?
I got Static Selector, T-Rock, Phonix, my man Super Styles, Chris. I'm in the zone right now, pardon me.
Are you smoking over there?
Nah. You
smoking on something over there, Styles P?
I'm just relaxing. I'm just flowing. I'm just flowing over here.
Oh, shit, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, baby.
Yeah, but I got, I've got a bunch of new people I work with, a bunch of, like I said, damn, I was in mid-thought right there.
Nah, it's all good.
Nah, but it's I know it's a masterpiece, man. It's Master of Ceremonies. And it's an app. I got Warren G on there too.
Wow.
Crazy.
OG Warren G. OG Pete Rock. Static Selector. My man Superstyles Chris. Phonics. Ty Fife.
Crazy.
I'm missing like two, but pardon me.
Oh, wow. So you went all the way back, you know. I mean, did I just heard you say Pete Rock?
Yeah, I got Pete Rock and Warren G on it.
That's fucking awesome. Legends.
Crazy.
Oh, that's what's up.
The album, you know what I mean? I don't really, like, it wasn't, it's a great album. It wasn't marketed great. It wasn't promoted great. But I ain't got, I'm good with it being out there and word of mouth. And know what I'm doing. I give it up when I get behind that mic. They know what it is when you hear, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is when you hear Harsh, when you hear the next single, How I'm Fly, featuring Avery Storm. You're going to know what it is. When you hear the whole body of work, you know what it is. Because I ain't about a big single. I ain't about a big two singles. I ain't about a big three singles. I'm about the whole body of work. So when you pop it in from beginning to end, you get to feel a soulful album. You get to feel MC. You get to feel knock it beats. And you get to feel like the whole a story told. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I take you on a ride and a trip when you pop the joint in.
I tell you what, man, I want to talk about that. I actually want to take a quick break after I say this, and I'll come back with you for a few more minutes before we go. But that ride on a regular. Now, that's my favorite shit right now. Ride on a regular.
Oh, that's A-Rab Music. I'm glad you say that. A-Rab Music.
Could you please say the hook for the people right quick?
Every day I ride on the regular, you just regular, probably smoking on regular. Yeah, you the prey, I'm the predator. Yeah, you the movie, I'm the editor.
You see what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? Yeah, we're going to break right quick, and we're going to come right back. You're going to hear that Ride on the Regular by Stylus P on Trap House Rock Show, eventlevel.com, and 8 other stations. We'll be right back with y'all.
Every day I ride on the regular. You just regular, probably smoking the regular. Yeah, you the prey, I'm the predator. Yeah, you the movie, I'm the editor. Every day I ride on the regular. You just regular, probably smoking the regular. Yeah, you the prey, I'm the predator. Yeah, you the movie, I'm the editor. Now tell me what you know about the zone. You go to jail when your man is coming home. I try to get plans, but the plan was all wrong. Wait for the time, but the sand is all gone. What's the regimen? Smoke weed, get the Benjamins. Hit the spot for cocaine measuring. Got a desert eagle, need a city eagle. Trying to tell my niggas the whole city evil. And all I know is murderers and gritty people. But it is what it is, it do what it do. I ain't getting money, my nigga, I keep it moving, cause it ain't good biz. Half a mil to a mil, I make you hood rich. If your dope is a dime, I'll get you a good brick. You don't understand why I'm talking this hood shit. Turn the volume down, I'm on to the next. Got your girl on Patron, then she's off to the X. Got the Lex from the Japanese triad connect. Iraq, Iran, guns on deck. In the hands of the shooters if the funds ain't correct. Yeah, now what you know about the street life? You could lose your life any night, you don't creep right. Hoodie up with the mask down, school of hard knocks, the ghost never was the class clown. Yeah. Every day I ride on the regular, you just regular, probably smoking the regular. Yeah, you the prey, I'm the predator. Yeah, you the movie, I'm the editor. Every day I ride on the regular, you just regular, probably smoking the regular. Yeah, you the prey, I'm the predator. Yeah, you the movie, I'm the editor. Now tell me what you know about the hood. You doing bad, but you plan to do good. You want the platinum, but they'll put you in the wood. You want to ride and switch sides if you could. What's the schedule? Hit the streets, stay credible. Everybody food seems edible. Got the straight pound, got the 4 pound. Ride around town playing pop in the dog pound. Keep a big joint, all along sword. I'm trying to win and fuck the points on the scoreboard. Homie, this the game of death. No Bruce Lee, I don't use a pen or the loose leaf. All I need is a duchy, if not two sheets of bamboo. Handle, you like the bars on the bike. You don't want to scar for your life.
This is the ghost, I earn my stars and my stripes. Nigga, every day I ride on the regular. You just regular, probably smoking the regular. Yeah, you the prey, I'm the predator. Yeah, you the movie, I'm the editor. Every day I ride on the regular. You just regular, probably smoking the regular. Yeah, you the prey, I'm the predator. Yeah, you the movie, I'm the editor.
You're tuned into the Trap House Rocks Show.
Yes, yes.
Trap House.
That's not an anthem. I don't know what the fuck is.
I like y'all at Trap House. I like y'all.
Because there's a lot of fucking clowns out there.
We trapping.
Yes, man.
I want to ask Style something, man. How do you feel about the state of hip hop today?
It's like a double-edged sword, far as I'm concerned. Like, you know what I mean? It depends what you say, because, like, if you have the hip hop, then you have the industry. Like, you know what I mean? I think hip hop is always going to be hip hop. But I think if you, the state of the industry. And
That's what I'm talking about, is the industry.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm glad to see that many young people making money, and young everybody making money. It's good that people can make money off it, especially young black men. You know what I mean? We get a chance to get an opportunity to make some. But I feel it's sad when young black men in the industry forget about hip hop and don't know about their culture or the whole, you know, everything ain't important to them. Their history ain't important to them. Who paved the way ain't important to them. I think that's bad. Not just in music, I think in any walk of life, you need to respect those who came before you. That's like a boxer or a basketball player, football player, baseball player, or any athlete. They know the athletes who came before them in the sport they're in. They know how they laid it down. They know who did what. They know what's going on. And I think that's the only one thing in the state of the industry that's kind of screwed up. Like, you know what I mean? I think you got to respect those. And we get it, so I don't have a problem with it, because they give it up to us, because we've been fortunate enough to maintain and be relevant through a few eras, like, you know what I mean? But I feel bad for, like, some of those who came before me that deserve a lot of respect and honor and big salutes, and people don't give it up the proper way sometimes, and I kind of, like, you know, that's kind of the sad part about the state of the industry.
Word up, man. Shit, I know one thing, man. Like, this is something that I think about when I think of the MCs that have longevity right now that are still relevant in comparison to, like, right now, a lot of those people that deserve that praise that don't get it, man. I think those brothers just stopped being in it and stopped, you know what I mean, popping up on remixes, popping up on freestyles, like, that staying away for 10 years like Maxwell and then trying to come back don't even really exist in hip hop, because with a big 10-year gap, the generation ain't even trying to hear you once you try to make a comeback.
No, so. I ain't even saying this shit. No, even I'm talking about an artist who ain't even out here now. Like,
because
everything is a young man's game, whether it's music, sports, the business world, hustling, whatever you need, but you got to respect the veterans of it. I'm not saying respect them because you're in competition with them. Whoever you're in competition with, you're supposed to try to take out. If you're not, then you're not supposed to be here. It's a competitive, you know, it's a verbal sport. It's competitive. But I'm saying, like, don't not respect who came before you, like.
Yeah.
Like, even if they're not out, like, you should still know some history. Not everybody's history, but at least if you, like, know who came before you, know who laid it down, like, because later on, you're going to be that same person.
Yeah, without question, man. Without question. But I was just definitely trying to say that the fact that there is a younger generation out, because I came up with the locks, basically, you know what I mean, around, like, we ain't too far a difference in age, but the fact that these young skinny genie motherfuckers really know who the locks is, because the locks kept banging throughout the trials and triumphs, all that shit, man. Y'all brothers stayed relevant and always stayed the same and evolved. You know what I mean? It'd be hard for some of these niggas out here.
It's about working. I definitely agree with you. That's when you're trying to be on the scene and you're trying to be do whatever. You got to do whatever you got to do. When you're trying to make a career out of something anyway, you got to work like that. You got to work around the clock. We wasn't here for short term, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to work to be like that because it's a competitive field. Like, hey, there's always somebody who wants your spot. Like, you know? But I just think, you know, like, you should know who Scarface is. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes,
any
sir.
Young boy from the South should know who Scarface is. Any up and coming rapper from New York should know Vintage Nas.
Vintage,
like, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying don't try to take them out or respect them. Like, definitely you want the number one spot. That's what you're here for. If you ain't here for that, then you don't even belong here, bro.
I like
to see the young boys go like that. Just respect it, though.
I love the fact that, man, you still so young, man, and y'all brothers is legends. Like, for real, you know, once y'all came in the game, y'all were responsible for the next 5-10 years, niggas styles. You feel me? Like, a lot of niggas got their style from what D-Block was doing. And it's so important for you to be here right now still going crazy hard because you still got a long time to go. You feel me? And with the product you be putting out, and even elevating, doing books and getting into film and all that, man, that's what's going to inspire the next cast to be like, you know what, now I'm going to try to top that. Because what y'all doing right now is definitely more than the legends that we was following beforehand, you feel me? And it's incredible, man. I salute you, brother. And I can't wait for the album and the next joint, man, because people look forward to that Styles P. You know what I mean? I know so many people who...
I appreciate that. That's what keep me thinking. Like, that's what keep me at work, you know. I think it's just about really respecting your craft, like, far as whatever you do. Like, I think sometimes I become a workaholic, like, you know what I mean? But I respect my craft.
And yeah,
I want people to, you know, say, you know, he laid it down. He laid it down verbally.
Yeah.
And that's what that means a lot to me. So that's what I'm really here for. Like, and I don't step on a young boy's toes. And I don't step on those who came before me, toes. I play my own lane, and if you want to get in my lane, you gotta, you know, you gotta be prepared for it. I'm always working, and I'm always on point, so, you know what I mean? And I just do what I gotta do. And we in touch with the people. I think that's what sets us apart from most artists. Like, you know what I mean? You can actually see us, talk to us, you know, it is what it is with us, like. Blue collar hip hop is what I stand for.
Are we going to see Styles in any movies?
Yeah, definitely so. Like, you know what I mean? I really want to work some more so on a directing and producing tip. But I'm definitely I'm definitely looking into a lot of things. Definitely looking to create.
The ghost definitely behind the camera.
The ghost.
Yeah, like I wanted Invincible, or like when I thought of Invincible, I wanted it to be honest with you, I wanted to do a movie too, but I know I was already classified, and it is what it is as a gangster rapper and this and that, but you want to show people your intelligence sometimes too, so I felt that I had to take time to, because I wanted to also be an author, so I said, let me pursue that lane first. And, you know, I don't want to be stereotype because I already get a lot of stereotypes, so let me step out the box, try to do something different, and also create a lane lock to keep going and do something creative for myself, you know, even in my 50s and 60s.
That's real.
Yo, Stout, this is L. Wright from We Support Music, man. I like to jump on a couple of questions as far as a couple of projects you was doing, man. I see you did, you know, the song with Lloyd Banks. You know, it's really burning up in the streets right now. We Don't Play, featuring Lloyd Banks. And the project you got with DJ Green Lantern, man. You know, what's in the future with all that?
I just work. I stay at bat. I got a couple new songs coming out on a couple other people's projects. I don't want to say it because it's their project, so I let them say it first.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just continue to stay working. I got another project that's practically wrapped up, halfway through another one. You know what I mean? We got this LOX project coming out. Me and Kiss got the In-N-Out project after the LOX project. And it's just a bunch of things on the table, working on my second fiction novel and working to get everybody juiced up. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
One tip I wanted to say about the juicing is, because I promoted the spot, but it's bigger than our spot, or just getting the juices for life in Catsville. It's really about you juicing up on your own and doing it if you can yourself. Like, go to Sears, go to Best Buy, get a Jack LaLanne juicer, Brazil juicer, whatever type of juicer, get you some fruits juicing yourself. And, you know, get so healthy. You get your kids juicing, get your homies juicing.
I have a question.
Juicing.
We might need to get a Styles P juicer.
Hell yeah. Now, Styles P, are you a vegetarian?
No, I'm not.
I thought somebody told me to ask you that question. Evidently, they assumed you were.
Now, so. I eat turkey and fish. I don't eat chicken and beef, so a lot of people think I'm a vegetarian, but I'm not a vegetarian. Okay. I still eat fish, and I still eat turkey. Okay. You know, I didn't eat chicken for a lot of years. I relapsed, but then I got back off of it.
Hey, Styles P, man, what's cracking with the bartender situation, man?
You know, I'm always saluting. Now I got to call my brother Giant. We got to get up this week. I was saying, we promote, you know, this whole, the whole health movement, because you can enjoy money, you know, cars, homes, jewelry, nothing without good health. So, you know what I'm saying? We're just trying to make sure in our community, in everybody community, they promote good health, because, you know, as black folks, we don't be having health insurance. We don't go to the doctor until it's too late. So we want to get our kids a head start and the younger generation a head start. So try to get them juicing up, working out. So the Juices for Life movement and the bartenders movement is what we on practically every day. That's just the way of life for us.
That's a real talk, man.
Definitely got to blast that out. Was it true that Green Ghost project with DJ Green Lantern released in 2010? It was just a mixtape, but it was received as an album. How did that feel? You know, when the public received that as an album, even though it was a mixtape.
It was great. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've done many mixtapes that's been received as albums. So, you know, I've had the whole Ghost series, Ghost in the Shell, Ghost is Sat by the Door, bunch
Hell
of
yeah.
had the Phantom series. You know what I mean? So I've been, you know, People hold my mixtapes in high regard, and it's always a big salute. Like, I'm an MC, so I do it for the people. So I'm glad that they take it in like that. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, it just
so
tripped
it's
me out.
Appreciate.
Yeah, it just tripped me out that they received your mixtape as an album. You know, a lot of mixtapes, cats know, you know, that's a mixtape. You know, I mean, you know, they don't really have that. You know, that energy, you know, that coming that heavy, you know what I'm saying, on a mixtape. And it was just really amazing to me. And I, you know, big ups for that, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Me too. I appreciate it. You know what I mean? It's what you do it for at the end of the day, for the people who hear it, listen, like it, love it, or respect it. Like, you know what I mean? That's
well,
the purpose.
Over here in the Trap House and on eventlevel.com, they ain't got no fucking choice to respect it. We're going to spin that Styles P every fucking chance I get. Chic, J-Rock, the whole locks. Fuck that. I want to see all three of y'all in a fucking movie together, man. I love y'all.
Thank you. We appreciate that love. Right, we love y'all back.
Word up, man.
It's coming. We got a lot of things in store. We got a lot of things up our sleeve. We hustlers. Like, you know what I mean? We young entrepreneurs. So we got a lot of things in the works, and we don't plan on stopping no time soon.
I know, that's right. And make sure, we'll bring all three of y'all in this motherfucker and let y'all run this shit when you do have something dropping. You already know. I have, you know, I don't give a lot of people the keys to the Trap House. Styles P's got the keys to the Trap House. You can bring that crack over here any fucking time. I'm going to get rid of.
No doubt. We know how to run a Trap House, too, so that's all good.
Hell yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Styles P in the building. I know the people out there going crazy right
already.
Now.
Already.
Yeah, I just got a funny feeling, yep. man.
They're going hard on Facebook right now, man.
We
love the people. You know that.
Yeah. Not a lot of drops give me that funny feeling, man. I'm feeling some kind of fucking way now, man.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man. We sure appreciate you coming through the Trap House, man. And we'll let you go and we'll keep you too long. But make sure, you know, I've got your management's contact and everything. Make sure that I get all that new shit, man. And any projects, you know what I'm saying, you want us to push, whatever. We got you right here in the Trap House, man.
No doubt. Keep trapping.
Yes, sir. Salute you, brother. Much success, man.